Sadeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Angel Santiago Rios. First name is Angel, A-N-G-E-R, last middle name is Santiago, S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O, last name is Rios, R-I-O-S, Rios. Date of birth 11-19-2014. This letter is being written to Dr. Naresh Kapoor. First name is Naresh, N-A-R-E-S-H, last name is Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, Kapoor. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 212, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-254-8280. Fax number 408-254-1089. Dear Dr. Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, thank you for asking me to see this 7-year-old child in allergy consultation period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Angel has been having ongoing problem with occasional facial swelling, particularly in springtime, with some hives around his eyes and itchy and watery eyes with sneezing, period. Family feels he may be allergic to salami and eggs, period. There is no history of any asthma, period. There is no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, tongue swelling or throat tightness or any other symptoms to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Recently, this episode probably occurred due to ingestion of some food and generally he improved with the Zyrtec and prednisone, period. There is history of some possible egg allergy, but he can eat cookies and cakes, and generally refrains from eating other form of eggs, period. There is history of minor eczema at age 6 months, but that seems to be doing well, period. However, he still has dry skin, period. There is no history of any emergency room visit or hospitalization, period. Overall, he is in decent health, period. Recently, you had done some RAS testing, which revealed a lot of positive reactions, including egg white, and family wants to sort out his allergies, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 7-year-old who had mild dermatographism, possibly indicative of easy induction of hives and perhaps low-grade swelling, period. Nasal passages were stuffy, period. Chest examination was benign, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. new paragraph. We did some component testing, and he has positive reaction to, number one, overalbumin, but negative to overmucoid, period. He had negative reaction to pork, period. This would pretty much rule out any reaction to salami or pork, although there may be some seasoning or some other form of food that consumed along with this could be the cause of this reaction, period. Positive reaction to egg was confirmed by positive skin testing to eggs and many other pollens and dust mites, period. This pretty much confirms the diagnosis of ongoing chronic rhinitis due to multiple allergies, period. My final diagnosis, number one, chronic allergic rhinitis with allergies to dust mite, pollen, trees and grasses, period. Number two, history of positive reaction to egg white and with but no evidence of anaphylaxis. Number three, no evidence of any obvious allergy to salami. Period. My treatment plan, number one, a list of foods containing eggs was provided, and family was told to refrain from eating uncooked eggs, period. That certainly can cause hives and facial swelling, period. Number two, Zyrtec, 10 milligram once daily. Number three, Flonase, two puffs once daily. Number four, environmental precautions were discussed. Number five, were discussed, period. I've asked the family to see you. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. Thank you.